KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. One of the things we learn about hypnosis from the movie Trance is that 5% of the population is extremely suggestible and will float in and out of a trance state. This suggests that at least 5% of the audience may be entranced by Danny Boyle's new film. My response wasn't that intense, but I floated in and out of states that included suspense, surprise, delight, and shock, all of them adding up to steady state enjoyment. The precipitating event is an art heist gone awry. When thieves invade a London auction house to make off with a priceless Goya, the canvas disappears in the ensuing chaos, and the only one who can find it is James McAvoy's Simon. He's an auctioneer in league with the criminals. But a blow on the head has left Simon unable to remember where the rolled-up treasure may be. That's a job for Rosario Dawson's Elizabeth, a hypnotherapist hired by the gang to coax the crucial info from Simon's cortex. It's also a pretext for the filmmaker to cast his own spell. It used to be said of certain actors that they could read the phone book and make it exciting. Printed directories are harder to come by these days, but Danny Boyle, with his talent for visualization, could turn any phone book into bedazzling images, and he does better than that by making an open book of Simon's brain. What we are, Elizabeth explains, is the sum of everything we've ever done, been, or felt. There's a sense of Simon's sum having been thoroughly explored by the time the beautiful shrink has tweaked his synapses, released his repressions, and led him down the primrose paths of his recollections. One of the routes he takes at her suggestion looks like an ecstatic version of Belmondo and Seberg driving through the French countryside in Breathless. Keeping all of this straight as we watch, what's conscious or un, what's real or imagined, is about as easy as keeping track of the levels of consciousness in Christopher Nolan's Inception, which trance resembles quite a lot. But the movie rewards the effort, and not just photographically. The best part is the acting. McAvoy brings his signature economy to a role of unusual range, and that makes his urgency all the more impressive when Simon comes close to losing his mind, or losing his heart, a risk that's not only a testament to the power of transference, but a tribute to his therapist's allure. Actresses rightly complain about all the passive women they're forced to play, but this is not one of them. Elizabeth's tactics range from intricately intellectual to scarily feral, and it's good to see the superb Rosario Dawson portraying someone worthy of her gifts. Vincent Cassell is impressive, and for him, unusually expressive, as the ruthless brain of the operation, while Matt Cross and Wahab Sheikh are the brawn. That's all they are. No characterization offered, sensibly enough, where none is needed. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.